Pregnant women battling substance abuse and addiction in New Hampshire will soon have a new place for treatment. Hope on Haven Hill opens its doors in Rochester tomorrow. It's a residential program that will provide treatment for up to 8 pregnant women in recovery as they prepare for birth. And the new mothers will be able to continue living at the home for up to a year with their babies as the treatment continues postpartum. We featured Hope on Haven Hill as part of a Morning Edition series earlier this year, and yesterday I caught up again with Carrie Norton to talk about this week's opening and the opioid crisis in the Granite State. She's a registered nurse and is the co-founder of the program. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
You've been working on this for over a year now, and the last time that we spoke, about 6 months ago, funding was a big question mark for the facility. So what's happened since then?
So on August 3rd, the governor and executive council signed us a contract for us, and it did allow us the funding that we needed for this year to be able to open our doors almost immediately, although it doesn't feel immediate. So today we are ribbon cutting, and we are admitting our first women on Thursday.
Fantastic. So now, you received about $480,000 through a state contract. Now, that's paid for through federal funds. Is that correct?
It is, yep.
Okay. Tell us about your client base.
Yeah, so we are, our client base are pregnant and parenting women in New Hampshire. We have two mamas that will be coming that have recently delivered.
Now, what kind of services will they receive?
So they'll all be receiving the therapeutic therapy, group therapy, you know, trauma-informed care, and they will also be receiving parenting classes and enrichment classes in general. They'll be provided a beautiful, safe, nurturing home setting with really supportive, nurturing staff as well.
I understand you already have a waiting list. How long of a wait do you anticipate for the women on that list?
You know, it's hard to tell because things change all of the time. Things are really fluid when in this type of a service. So things change on, you know, daily. So, it just depends. But we plan to take really excellent care of all of the women here in the home and the women that are on our wait list. We are actively managing our wait list. So even the women that are on our wait list are already receiving services on an outpatient basis with us. They are receiving, you know, counseling, case management, recovery coaching, and all of the services except the residential piece.
So clearly there's still demand, a lot of demand out there. And so what needs to happen to make it easier for more facilities like yours to get up and running?
Oh, it's hard for me to wrap my head around it because we're still right in the thick of opening because it seemed really hard to do it. But, you know, what needs to happen is people just need to step up. People that, you know, a lot of people ask us, how can we help? How can we do it? Funding needs to happen. So we need to be able to be funded. Other places need to be funded, and they need to have the knowledge that they will continue to be funded, you know, in the future, because it's really, you know, a lot of places aren't apt to open if they think that funding isn't going to continue as well. We took a leap in faith just because we know that we have to do this.
Well, that brings up the question of sustainability. Once you've got the doors open, how do you ensure the program continues? What kind of support will you need to make it an ongoing success?
So we will have the ability to, you know, to bill insurance and Medicaid, and we just plan to continue to really fundraise to fill in those gaps and hope that, you know, we will be able to continue to have the support of the community the way that we have so far.
Are you seeing any signs that this opioid crisis is getting any better in New Hampshire, or do you think it's still getting worse?
So I don't think that the crisis is getting better. I think that awareness is absolutely better. I think we're starting to break some of the barriers of stigma. And I think that people are starting to believe that it's a disease. And so there's a change in mindset. So I think that there is a change in the tide of that, and that will make a huge difference. When people think that it's a moral failing or, you know, a behavior and don't want to help somebody for their medical condition, you know, it's pretty isolating and it's hard to get the help. And I think that that tide is starting to change. And so I think the more that happens, the more we'll be able to provide access to treatment and then the support for recovery as well.
What in the ways of red tape needs to be, you know, cut in order for facilities like Hope on Haven Hill to get started, to get off the ground?
The state sort of working together with grassroots organizations that are willing to step up and take care of populations and women and, you know, all of the different types of populations that need this treatment. If the state could assist, you know, sort of directly with some of that red tape, you know, point people to assist in it. It's a lot. And if, you know, we all work together, it can go much better. I think the state has been tremendous to us, you know, because we were really overwhelmed with it. And they did. They definitely stepped up and really started helping us unravel the red tape to get us open to be able to take care of, you know, our residents that need it so badly.
Well, New Hampshire has a new governor coming into office, Republican Chris Sununu. What are you hoping to see from lawmakers in Concord on the issue moving forward?
Yeah, the continued support. So continued support to not stop, you know, pushing forward. Governor-elect Sununu has been very positive and a supporter of Hope on Haven Hill, as a matter of fact. We are really grateful for that, and we're hopeful that that will continue. Lawmakers need to continue with the push. It has to continue because it's not just something that you can just throw an amount of money and think that it will just go away. We have to continue all of the hard work that goes with it.
Carrie Norton is the co-founder of Hope on Haven Hill. And Carrie, thanks so much for the time and best of luck.
Thank you so much.